This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay. That's what you're telling me.
What's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly
it is
right.
A Hokey Pokey.
Frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Good. Hey, wonderful.
Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, we are live. Some of you wondering whether we're going to have a tape special in here with some of the hosts singing Christmas songs and such. But we decided to go live with Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. So, good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, Walker Wildman.
Good morning. I've been here all week, and it's good to be back for trivia.
Yeah, Ed Battagliano's taking a week off. Well, he's taking a year off, actually, hadn't he?
He has.
Be back next year?
Yes.
What he said?
He will be back early January.
10 pounds heavier, probably. Huh?
We'll see.
Maybe he's not listening right now. Good morning, J.J. Jasper.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back here with us on Trivia Friday.
We had a lot of excitement in our family. Last week, our 7-year-old daughter, Casey James, had surgery on Friday, so I wasn't here. And the Friday before that, our oldest daughter, Lauren, graduated from college. So a lot of milestones.
A lot of money spent, too, isn't it, right there, between college and medical bills?
A lot of money spent. Yes, sir.
So you have any Christmas money left?
No. Did I answer that quick enough?
Well, you know what? Everybody needs to give each other the gift of time. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Well, and then we got a little flu in our household. You're talking about money. I put on Facebook, Tamiflu sure is cheap, .. Said no one ever.
All right. It's Christmas trivia. We are going to have a lot of Christmas trivia questions today. If you're new to American Family Radio, Fridays at 10:05 Central Time. We have Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air because, as Ed says, Professor Ed says when he's here, we want to make you a more smarter, more betterer, and more awesomer person. That's our goal here during this hour and a half time period. So we ask three questions apiece, and then we ask you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. Here's the phone number for Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. We do have a couple of ground rules, or at least one I can think of. If you got on the air with us for Trivia Friday in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We have a 4-week waiting period between calls because we want to get as many new people on the program as possible. The second one is we have a mystery question, and if you hear this sound, yes, the beloved cowbell. That's the beloved cowbell, and it will ring, and you will hear it, and that will mean you have answered a question that wins you a free
T-shirt. Brand new T-shirt.
A T-shirt, a Trivia Friday / Learning University T-shirt, right, JJ?
Absolutely.
Have you donned one yet?
We had
you know, it's not anything like gay apparel.
No, not like gay apparel.
No.
We had these on during one episode of the show, so, yeah, but I haven't worn it to the mall or anything yet.
Yeah, I think it's just
for special occasions.
Just a straight T-shirt.
Yeah.
All right, let's give our questions. Walker, go ahead.
All right, all of my questions today.
By the way, can folks watch on Facebook if they want
they
to?
They can watch on Facebook.
I'm waving at our Facebook
viewers. We are live on Facebook.
Okay.
So if you
which camera do I look in?
Well,
that one?
Yeah, that one behind Brent.
So
there.
Facebook Live, we're video streaming the show.
That's right. Today's issue is Facebook page.
All right.
My questions center around or revolve around Charlie Brown Christmas, a Charlie Brown Christmas movie.
A Charlie Brown? Was he bound?
Did you say Brown or Brown? Charlie Brown.
Oh, Brown. Okay.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
All right. Here's my first question. When catching snowflakes on his tongue, Linus thought the flakes needed something. What did they need?
Good question. It's a science question, too, right there.
Second question. What might Linus do with his blanket when he grows up? What might Linus do with his blanket when he grows up?
going to have a hard time getting a job if he totes that around to interviews. I'll just say that much.
Lastly, how many good reasons did Lucy give Linus to encourage him to memorize lines for the play? How many good reasons did Lucy give Linus to encourage him to memorize his lines
so
for the play?
It's Charlie Brown Christmas questions, but it's Linus-centric.
Yeah, the main character.
Yeah, Linus, mm-hmm. Okay.
It's good to hear all those questions from those Christmas classics.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's the deal. We ain't got the premium cable package, so last night our family watched It's an Above Average Life.
It's an Above Average Life.
Y'all missed that guy, haven't you? Here's my three questions. First one, what is the first name of Scrooge, the main character of the classic A Christmas Carol? What is the first name of Scrooge, the main character of the classic A Christmas Carol? Second question, Westward Leading, Still Proceeding comes from which Christmas Carol? Westward Leading, Still Proceeding comes from which Christmas Carol? And third question, true or false? Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures. Is that true or false?
Please. Please. Tell me. Now, I don't eat fruitcake anyway. What's the old joke? You know, everybody has a family fruitcake that's been passed around.
But they say there's only one out there. It just gets passed from family to family. Yeah.
Refrozen.
Here's the question again. Many
of the I love fruit, but why don't I like fruitcake? Why don't you think
that? You know, I like it okay. I wouldn't order it from the menu. Yeah, but I'm okay with it. It's okay tasting.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to.
But I wouldn't want anybody to get me one for Christmas.
Right. But you shouldn't have to tolerate Christmas food, should you?
But you get a doorstop, you know. So, yeah, you get some lawn art or a doorstop. Okay. You know, there's a lot of built-in pluses there.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the question, true or false. Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures.
Mm.
Is that true or false?
Mm.
It's a bright Friday. It's all my burial procedures.
That's your third one? Is that it? All right, here are my three real quickly. All right, now listen carefully. Whose moral of the story was, quote, don't count your chickens before they're hatched? Where'd that come from? That's what I want to know. That saying, where did that originate? Don't count your chickens before they've hatched. Number two. This is bacon and cooking season, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. How many teaspoons make up a tablespoon? How many teaspoons make up a tablespoon? And I really don't know the answer. I didn't know the answer to this. Now, I know the cough drop. I mean, the cough medicine says it's helpful for you to know, and I've told that story many times.
Yes.
What happened to me there.
Yes.
So, once I didn't know the difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon, and I took a chance with cough medicine, and I have a lifelong memory. Now, the third question I have is, think back, folks. Which three-dimensional puzzle was the most popular Christmas gift in the year 1980? 1980, which three-dimensional puzzle was the most popular Christmas gift?
I think I know.
That year. All right, we're going to take your calls and get as many on the air as we can. Yes, Walker?
Yes, we have a Mark from Kansas last week who did not get to finish his question, and he's on the guest line.
All right, well, let's go to him.
All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling, Mark. Where are you calling from in Kansas?
In Wichita.
Wichita, all right, brother. Well, thanks for calling. We've been on the air there 20-something years, I guess, in Wichita, in that area. Which question, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Let's do Scrooge's first name.
Here's the question, Mark. What is the first name of Scrooge, the main character of the classic A Christmas Carol?
How about Ebenezer?
Hey, great way to start us off.
Ebenezer, I tell you what, who am I talking to here?
Mark.
I tell you what, Mark, and once in a while we do this, I'm going to ask you if you can spell Ebenezer without looking at it, We're gonna send you a T-shirt.
Do I have to spell it right to get the T-shirt?
Oh no, no! This is outcome based, man.
Effort based.
Outcome based spelling. You just whatever you say. If you feel like it's right, Mark, you know that's the most important thing. No, you're gonna have to spell it right. JJ knows how to spell it.
No, I don't know if I've got it written down right because I think I just
go ahead.
I would just guess EBANIZER.
Not even close, Mark.
Not close. Don't try that at like a family gathering.
And sometimes why? Yeah.
But anyway, that was just bonus right there.
Sure.
Just a bonus.
Good job, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, what's your question for us?
Well, mine is also a Christmas-related question.
Mm-hmm.
What Old Testament story took place in the same shepherd's field that the angels appeared to announce the birth of Jesus?
Wow, good question.
There's an Old Testament story that took place in the shepherd's fields where the angels announced the birth of Jesus.
While we're trying to decide here, it amazed me that the entire nation of Israel is the size of New Jersey. And the one time that I went to Israel, you take tours there every year. I was amazed when we stopped at an intersection. I said, hey, did anything happen over here? And they said, oh, yeah. And they list three Old Testament stories and two New Testament stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just amazed me because it's so small.
Right.
All of those favorite stories in the Bible happen everywhere you walk when you're in the Holy Land.
Yeah. What's your question again?
What Old Testament story
took
place in or near the same shepherd's field that the angels announced the birth of Jesus?
We don't know. We don't know. What's the answer?
Mark.
The story of Ruth and Boaz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
When Naomi and Ruth came back to Bethlehem. And I think it's significant because the story of Ruth and Boaz is the story of a kinsman redeemer.
Mm.
Boaz was Ruth's kinsman redeemer. And the angels were announcing a kinsman redeemer for us.
Wow. Mark, there are so many things like that. Like, for instance, Bethlehem, meaning bread, and Jesus being the bread of life. And boy, the Lord just weaves a thread, a common theme, all through the Old Testament into the New Testament. It's wonderful how he does that.
Then you got the old Kennedy-Lincoln thing, too. You know, that's a lot of things right there.
Similar. Yeah, that's right. A lot of coincidence
there. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, brother.
Have a Merry Christmas, buddy.
You bet.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Walker and JJ here. We go to the phones and I guess we're going to start here with Jeremiah in Mississippi. How you doing, Jeremiah?
All right, brother. How are y'all?
Doing well. We appreciate you calling today. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm just going to answer today, brother, and it's going to. I want to answer your question about the teaspoon, tablespoon.
Yes. How many teaspoons make up a tablespoon?
All right, my wife does a little bit of baking, and one time I had to help her out, and I actually had to take them and do it one by one just to try to figure it out myself. So I don't know if it's 100% right, but I'll take a shot at it. I'll say three.
Three. Three. Absolutely. That's right.
Two.
Yeah.
That's right. You thought it was two, JJ?
Right.
How many? There are three teaspoons make up a tablespoon. That is correct, Jeremiah. Good answer. So what? I'm just curious, what were you cooking? What were you mixing up there when you pitched in?
She was doing some Christmas cookies one year.
Yeah.
And I was trying to help her out because I'm not one of those ones that do a lot of baking. But
right.
I was helping her out, and that's what she asked me to do, and I did it for her.
So
and that's how I wound up learning that.
So you looked it up.
Now, they teach it in school. No, sir. I had to take it, and I was doing it little bit by little bit into a spoon.
Oh, I guess. All right. Well, anyway, how many teaspoons make up a tablespoon? That would be three. You're correct. Hey, Mark and Jeremiah, thanks for calling, brother. Great answer.
Merry Christmas.
All right, brother. You have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too. So you thought it was two, JJ?
I thought it was two my whole life. That explains a lot.
I thought it might be four, but then I cheated and saw the Facebook commenters.
They said people, three?
Yeah, they were answering it on Facebook.
That explains that doughy taste. on those things I've been cooking the last 20 years.
Yeah. Well, all right, there you go. So now we know as you make stuff that if you need a tablespoon and you only have a teaspoon, you need three of them right there to make the recipe correct. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman, Walker Wildman, J.J. Jasper. We go back to the phones. And Abigail is on with us from the great state of Georgia. How you doing, Abigail?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from in Georgia?
Albany.
Albany, Georgia. All right. Well, thanks for calling and listening to AFR. Do you want to ask, answer, or both, Abigail?
I'm going to try to do both.
Okay. Go ahead. Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to try to answer the question about what 3D puzzle dimensional thing in the 1980s and
okay.
True or false about fruitcake.
Okay. Pick one or the other because we only let you answer one, okay?
Okay. I'll try the Rubik's. It's the Rubik's Cube, I think, is the answer.
Yeah, let me ask the question, and I'll tell you whether you're right again for those who are just tuning in. Which three-dimensional puzzle was the most popular Christmas gift in the year 1980? And the correct answer is the Rubik's Cube. The Rubik's Cube.
Good job, Abigail.
I remember being in the, I would have been 17, right there, but I remember being in the back of my car. Not my car, but my parents' car, going to our grandparents, you know, for Christmas, trying to figure that thing out.
Right.
Yeah, I threw it out the window, personally. But a lot of people enjoyed it.
A lot of those people that could do that so fast and they would time themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
The awkward thing for me is when I'd time it in days.
Yeah,
and not in days.
Or come back to it, put it on the shelf,
back
to it.
Do it in stages.
But the best
thing to do is just to buy it already complete. And then just set it in your office on the shelf and say, I've done that.
And make people think you're smart.
Yeah.
Abigail, great answer. And you got it correct. Now, you have a question for us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
What is a group of flamingos called?
A group of flamingos.
I know y'all have had this before, right?
Oh, I'm sure we have, but I don't know. I can't keep all that stuff straight.
We did. If you would ask me what a group of hummingbirds were, I could tell you. But a group of flamingos, hold on, Abigail. Let us talk amongst ourselves. A group of flamingos, is that like a horde?
Let's go with horde.
Yeah, let's go with that.
A horde?
Yeah.
A horde of flamingos? Okay, we'll go with a horde, Abigail. What about it?
Isn't that right?
Why are you laughing, Abigail? Huh? At least we tried. Okay. So what is it? What is a group of flamingos out there flying around?
It's called a flamboyant.
A flamboyant of flamingos?
Yes, sir.
That'll get you flustered.
That's a grunge band, actually, Abigail, from Seattle. But no, just kidding.
Flamboyant of flamingos.
Look that up on the Walker. Walker, look that up while we got Abigail on the phone.
I trust her.
I do too, but just look that up just to make sure before we. Well, Abigail, what do you want most for Christmas, Abigail, while we're waiting to see if you told us the truth?
Money.
A good American, a great American 10-year-old. Just give me cash.
On the radio this morning, I said the grandmother was at the bank. Getting cash to give us Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And she was overheard to say, this way, nobody will mind if it's a couple of sizes too big.
Abigail, you were right. I knew you were. I was just teasing with you. It's a flamboyant of flamingos.
That's right. Good job, Abigail.
Abigail, you have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope you get cash, okay?
You too.
Okay. 10-year-old. You know, they usually say, I don't want a bike or basketball goal or, you know, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe she's saving for something bigger.
Just give me straight up cash, Grandma. That'd be good with me, huh? That way we just, you know, there's no chance. I don't have to take anything back or anything like that.
Yeah. But
it always fits.
That's a smart 10-year-old.
All right.
Funny.
All right, Trivia Friday. Walker, you want to take the next call?
Sure. We'll go to West Virginia. And we will talk to Michael. Let's see here. All right, there we go. Hey, Michael, you there?
I am.
All right, welcome to Trivia Friday. Would you like to ask us a question, or would you like to answer one of ours, or both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
The number of reasons Lucy gave Linus.
Okay, how many good reasons did Lucy give Linus to encourage him to memorize his lines for the play, Michael?
That was 5 good reasons and a fifth.
That's right. Good job, Michael.
Oh, good. That's good.
Good job.
What was the context there?
Go ahead, Michael.
It was he didn't want to be a shepherd, so he said, "Why should I be a shepherd?" She said, "I'll give you 5 good reasons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those are good reasons."
Yeah, yeah. That's the Christmas, the Charlie Brown Christmas that usually airs on TV about Thanksgiving night, doesn't it? I think. Yeah. You can watch
a classic.
You can watch it on DVD or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, great. You have a question for us, Michael?
I do. Okay. This is sort of a science question. True or false? A gene is what determines your gender at birth. Is that true?
Is that true or false?
Is it called a gene?
A gene is what determines your
gender.
Gender
at birth.
At birth. Well, yeah, do you really need to add at birth?
No, I think it's a chromosome.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you got your XX and your XY.
Right.
Yep.
And the male determines.
Hey, clap for Tim right there. All right. Walker had it right.
That's
first.
Right.
Are we right, Michael?
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
Okay. Glad I didn't mention the stork. Yeah,
Is it XY, XX, Michael?
Yeah, XY is male, XX is female.
And then your Look XXX you, means Tim. You're going to be a really big person, right? If you got an XXX gene in your...
XXXL.
In your chromosome. What's the difference between a chromosome and a gene, Walker?
I'm not sure, Michael. We'll let you answer that one.
Marco, well, a chromosome and a gene, you know, go... And a rabbi go in a bar. What do you got going on there?
Oh, goodness.
All right, Michael. Take care, brother. Did we get...
We answered ours and asked.
All right, yeah. Let's...
Reset?
Take a break now. A break now. And we shall take a break about a minute early here because I don't want to start another call and then have to stop. So we're going to go to Todd in North Carolina. Gary in Tennessee, Samuel in Arkansas, Steve in Mississippi, and Benjamin in Texas, and you too can be on the program at the phone number 888-589-8840. Slowly, that's 888-589-8840, American Family Radio. Send us an email at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net is our email address. And as Walker said earlier, if you want to watch the show, just go to our Facebook Live and check that out. Tim, JJ, and Walker, we shall return momentarily with more.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, our spiritual heritage tours fill up each year several months in advance, and we've got the dates now for our 2018 trips. There are two tours. There's one to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington, and then there's a separate trip to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, where we'll explore early American history. Now, if you want information on these tours, simply go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com for all the information. Again, in June and September, you can go on one
or you can go on both. They're back-to-back. We plan them that way. Again, June and September, Washington, D.C., and Williamsburg. For all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com, and I hope to see you on one of our Spiritual Heritage Tours.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. If you live in San Francisco, you're going to have to find some other way to roast your chestnuts. The folks who run the air management department have issued a spare the air alert through Christmas Eve. That means Bay Area residents cannot burn wood or anything else. City leaders say burning a wood fire may be nostalgic, but it also causes serious health issues. They say wood smoke is the main source of San Francisco's air pollution. I just assumed it would have been all that marijuana smoke. Who knew? The city is dispatching inspectors to detect chimney smoke. Those caught burning Yule logs could face up to $500 in fines. First-time violators would be given the option of attending a smoke awareness class, sort of like a traffic school for the kindling crowd. Look on the bright side, though. At least Santa won't have to wear his fire retardant undies this year. I'm Todd Starnes.
What TV show?
Absolutely. That's the theme music from the little known Christmas special, A Charlie Brown Parole Hearing. You're only able to see it on a few stations.
My goodness gracious, A Charlie Brown Parole Hearing. That is the Rockford Files.
Rockford Files.
Rockford Files. James Garner, right?
That's right.
A great show back in the 70s.
I think you sitting there with your Rubik's Cube watching the Rockford Files? Yeah, that was a good day.
That was good life back then. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Well, it's a good life today, too. Just got much technology to compete with, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, just about Christmas time every year when we do this show, we baby boomers reminisce. And I told you, we used to go out to the country. Speaking of technology, I know a lot of people can identify with this. Why are you laughing, Walker?
Y'all baby boomer reminisce every week on the show.
Well,
not just Christmas time.
Walker, we're getting older, and we deserve it.
Don't get us started about G.I. Yeah. Joe and Hot Wheels.
I enjoy Hot Wheel tracks.
You make fun of my slinky if you want to, but it'll eat you if it comes down those steps fast enough. Hey, you go out.
A
lot of people are going to identify with this. You wouldn't even have to go out in the country for this, but we did. We were way out in the country for my grandmother's. I mean, over the hills and through the woods.
Right.
When you got there, you keep going to get to where we went, okay? Keep going. But anyway, my grandmother and granddaddy had a antenna for their TV.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
And, of course, Christmas usually cold. So they would send Timmy out there. That's me. You know, Timmy out there to turn the
antenna.
Try to find the stations that we could reach, you know. And then you have your relay team, right, JJ?
The relay is what threw people off because you had the person in there watching the TV.
There you go.
And you only had three stations.
Right.
You had the person standing in the doorway, and they go a little more. Whoa.
Right there.
Too far.
Right.
Tell him it's too far.
Right. And it's 15 degrees and the wind's blowing.
Well, and then they said, go back to where you were. And you look up there and you go, you mean like closer to the Big Dipper or what? Because I don't have a whole lot of references. Go back to where I was, a rusty big old pole with an antenna on there, the big rabbit ear or something.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about, Walker?
Yeah, actually, one of my friends still uses antennas. He gets basically free TV with antennas. He gets some of the local networks.
And he's proud of this?
We call that being
off the grid. He has Netflix.
Off the grid?
He has Netflix, and then on occasion when they want to watch
local.
Like, NFL football game on Sunday night.
They'll do the antenna.
The antenna, yeah.
Do they have to get out there and turn it, though?
Well, this is taped to the TV.
Anyway, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Three stations, Walker. Three stations. No remote. Your remote was getting up and down, up and down, up and down, and not an app to be found.
Timmy, get over and change the TV.
Not an app to be had.
Remote.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We're going to go back to the phones, but let us repeat our questions now. Walker, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to repeat my questions, and I'm going to add a question because one of mine has been answered, or was answered. When catching snowflakes on his tongue, Linus thought the flakes needed what? Linus thought the flakes needed what?
You know what would be good right there? When
what's
catching
that?
Snowflakes on his tongue, President Trump, and then fill in the blank. Am I
that
right?
That would be a good one.
Am I right? Okay, go ahead.
What might Linus do with his blanket when he grows up? That's my second question.
Depends on what kind of issues he has. You know.
My last question, and this is a new one. What traditional Christmas carol does the entire Peanuts gang hum and then eventually sing at the end of the show?
All good right. one. Good one. Here's what I've got. Westward leading, still proceeding, comes from which Christmas carol? Westward leading, still proceeding, comes from which Christmas carol? Second question, true or false, many of the ingredients in fruitcake are actually used by modern-day morticians for embalming practices. Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures. And I'll add one. In the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of the elf who wanted to be a dentist?
All right, here I'm at two. I got two here. What? Whose moral of the story was, don't count your chickens before they hatched? I want to know where that comes from. Where did that originate, that expression that everybody uses even today? Number two, what's the only female animal that has antlers?
Ooh.
What's the only female animal that has antlers?
Jackalope.
Not a jackalope. I'm not going to start answering yes or no on your guesses.
You seen those rabbits with those?
Yeah, a jackalope.
Like an 8-point. Yeah, boy, those are impressive.
Yeah, the swamp
rabbit. You got a small office, you get one of those and still like an 8 or 10-point buck, and that'd be fine just having that rabbit's head with those big old impressive antlers.
Yeah, people, there's a story there. Go ahead, Walker, who do we go to next?
All right, we're going to go to a familiar voice. We're going to go to Todd in the great state of North Carolina. Todd, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning to the university.
Hey, Todd, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine. I'm just as crazy as I can stand myself to be.
You going to travel for Christmas or staying home?
Well, a little bit of traveling. I'll be going with my brother and his wife to her family's get-together, you know, on Monday.
Gotcha.
So, like I said, probably not traveling too far.
Saw this on the news this morning. The more people traveling today, traveling for this Christmas, in the history of the United States of America.
Wow.
And so they took those AAA, figures that they
have. A lot of people running from the law.
the longest streak for the stock market to do well had the record amount of people traveling on Thanksgiving. Same story today. I say... we're making America great again.
That's right.
All right, Todd, go ahead. Do you want to answer?
Thank you, President Trump.
Answer, ask, or both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, go ahead. And which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to give a shot to Walker's question about Linus and snowflakes.
All right, here's the question. When catching snowflakes on his tongue, Linus thought the flakes needed what?
I believe he said sugar.
That's correct, Todd.
All right.
Good job.
Sugar.
Well done.
Oh, honey, honey. Why don't I think of that song? Anyway, sugar is the correct answer. Yeah.
Good job, Todd. What's your question for us?
All right, bring it, Todd. Bring it.
All right. Well, my question is coming from the New Testament this time around instead of the old like I usually do. But my question is, what is the name of Peter and Andrew's father?
Peter and Andrew's father. Son of...
Not Son of Thunder. That's James and John.
And John. Sons of Thunder.
Sons of Thunder.
Yeah. Ask the question again.
The question is, what is the name of Peter and Andrew's father?
Peter and Andrew's father.
He went by Bubba.
No.
But it was the Hebrew version of that.
What's the answer, Todd?
Jonah.
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 Jonah was the name of a... Where can we find that?
That would be... I can't remember what chapter in Matthew, but it was the moment where Peter said that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, and when the Lord responded to him, said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah," which means Simon, son of Jonah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well,
that's neat stuff.
Should have known that one. Should have known the answer to that one, but we didn't.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Todd.
Have a great one, Todd.
Merry Christmas.
Well, you take care of yourselves and try not to eat too much.
All right, brother.
All right, Todd.
That's Todd. Next up, Walker.
All right, we're going to go to Tennessee, the volunteer state, and we're going to talk to Gary. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday, this Christmas edition.
Hey, thank you all very much. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you listening and calling in. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I want to try and answer the one about the animal, the female animal that has antlers.
Here is the question that Gary's going to answer. What's the only female animal that has antlers?
Answer is the caribou.
The caribou. Yeah, the caribou.
Nicely done.
Now, how did you know that, Gary?
I big game. I'm the National Guard. Got to go to Alaska and just saw a lot of big animals out there. And I knew what deer, knew what elk, knew what moose. So I guess it's process of elimination.
Yeah. Now, caribou, are they native only to, like, Canada and Alaska, or are they also found in the U.S.?
I think that's the only place you can find them is Alaska and Canada. I don't think they're in Minnesota.
You don't hear people going hunting for caribou in the...
There was the one that had that faulty GPS and kept hearing, recalculating. And that one wound up in Montana. But that's not enough to really deserve a case study.
What's the only female animal that has antlers? Gary got it right. It's the caribou. What's your question for us, Gary?
Okay, you remember there used to be two TV shows on the air. One was the Flintstones, and the other was Beverly Hillbillies. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there was a character on Beverly Hillbillies named Cousin Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't on all the episodes. She's on some of them. All right, there was another episode, another character on the Flintstones named Betty. You know, Barney's wife, Betty?
Yes.
Yes, now, here's the question. Mm-hmm. What did Cousin Pearl on the Beverly Hillbillies have in common with Betty on the Flintstones?
Benzie said that. We're just talking among ourselves. I'm going to say it was... That was the same voice. That was that lady doing the voice for that. That's my guess.
Is that Julie Andrews?
I don't think it's Julie Andrews.
I'm going to go with JJ. That sounds about right.
I'm just using the same kind of deductive reasoning that Gary was using on that caribou.
Yeah, we'll go with JJ's answer.
Well, JJ, you got it right.
Woo! Good job, JJ.
Well, that is, Cousin Pearl, you remember, I remember her, but the...
I don't know that I really remember her.
Like Gary said, she wasn't on much. She wasn't on every episode, but she came to visit. But
she's the one who used to yodel, the dog would start howling.
Yeah. I don't know if you could get that show on TV today, because it's a very much a stereotype of people. And, don't you think? The Beverly Hillbillies? Don't you think? Anyway, well, I guess you can make fun of those folks. Just nobody, no other group.
Yeah.
Other group. Hey, you make fun of white hillbillies. You just can't make fun of anybody else. Anyway, Gary, thanks for calling, brother. Have a great day. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hey. All right. Thank y'all.
White hillbillies of America. JJ, you're
I'm an Appalachian American.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting checks. That's why I'm here, because I want to be here. I get enough checks as an Appalachian American.
JJ's an Appalachian American.
I could sit out on the rocking chair on the porch and just watch the cars go by.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions quickly that have not been answered.
All right. My first question unanswered. What might Linus do with his blanket when he grows up? Secondly, what traditional Christmas carol?
Wait a minute, hold on. Excuse me. I got to rewind that for just a minute.
I'm with you on this. Yeah. You got a million
different possibilities.
Now your question is this your question or is this, what's the question?
What now? Might he do?
Linus in the movie A Charlie Brown Christmas says what he might do with his blanket.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
That makes a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't
good.
Just something you thought of.
No. This okay. There's a definitive answer.
All right. Good.
And if you're familiar with the movie, you'll know
this wasn't
answer.
Like a Charlie Brown appeared on Oprah.
No.
And got asked, hey, what would you do if you could do something with that blanket when you get
out? Hey, a little backstory though. All kidding aside, you know he always had to have that security blanket. You never saw him without it until. The very last of the story, when he starts sharing the Bible verse from Luke, the second chapter, I think it was, and as he's, you know, quoting from the Bible, he lets go of that blanket.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Charles Schultz.
What might Linus do with his blanket when he grows up? And secondly, what traditional Christmas carol does the entire Peanuts gang hum and then eventually sing at the end of the show?
Here's what I've got. Westward leading, still proceeding, comes from which Christmas carol? Westward leading, still proceeding, comes from which Christmas carol? Then true or false, many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures. Is that true or false? Then third question, in the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of the little elf who wanted to be a dentist? You remember that? You got Bumbles, Bounces, and the Prospector, and then you got that elf was the little companion of Rudolph when they were all feeling like misfits and took off together.
Yeah. All right, Trivia Friday, here are I got two questions for you that have not been answered. Here's number one. Whose moral of the story was, don't count your chickens before they're hatched? Where did that come from, that expression? Number two, new question. What's the only month that can have fewer than four moon phases?
I know the answer to the other. It was one of those Chick-fil-A cows that made that quote.
No. Incorrect. Good guess, though. Good guess. What's the only month on the calendar that can have fewer than four moon phases? You know what a moon phase is, right?
Essentially a week, right?
No, I'm not answering you. I'm just saying you know what a moon phase is. I said you know what a moon phase is, right?
Yeah.
That's when you say.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
You don't give, you know, part of the answer away.
Right.
But we're learning and growing together here.
Right.
As host, co-host, father, son, combo. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we'll go to Steve here in our state of Mississippi. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Steve, Merry Christmas.
Steve,
to you,
you ready for Christmas?
We are en route to see family.
Wonderful.
We're doing this on the road.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, Steve.
What is, yes, sir.
Is it family you want to see or you got you
oh,
have
of
to?
Of course.
You have to. Oh, okay. Good. That's great.
Good answer.
This is good family.
Okay. Well, Steve, go ahead with your question. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Let's answer the one about Linus and his blanket.
Okay, here's the question.
And I'll ask the question.
Here's the question. What might Linus do with his blanket when he grows up?
He might make it into a sport coat.
That's correct. Good job, Steve.
Oh, nice.
So, Steve, did your kids help you out with that one, or you knew that one?
I knew that one. I've been watching that since 1964-ish.
Yeah, that was he was very frugal-minded. Or frugally minded, however you want to
recycle.
That.
That started the recycling craze right there.
The modern day green movement.
Now they're using jeans for insulation.
Yeah, or something like that. That's a group of flamingos, what you just said, I think.
Jeans for insulation.
Hey, Steve, you have a question for us?
Flamboyance.
Yeah.
Like it.
A flamboyance. Did you know the answer to that flamingo? That was a pretty hard question there earlier.
Yeah, you learn something every day.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep. And, P.T. Barnum said that too, didn't he?
Steve, when my wife told me to stop doing flamingo impersonations, I had to put my foot down. That's what you got to do. A man's got to do what a man's got to do in his own home. I put my foot down when she said, I want you to quit doing those flamingo impersonations.
Flamingo impersonations. Hey, Steve, what's your question, brother? Go ahead.
All right. According to the Bible, what animals were present in the stable when Jesus was born?
Well, the cattle were lowing.
Yeah,
we're just talking amongst ourselves here.
That's from a song.
What animals were in the stable when Jesus was born?
Yeah.
I'm not sure the scripture mentions Yeah, I don't animals. Know that it says. You're going to have sheep.
But does it say that? I don't think it does.
You had the leper. I mean, the
leper's not an animal.
No, not a leopard. No. But the one was there for a while.
The leopard is a
But
animal.
He was a cheetah. And I said, you're getting out of here. You're not even allowed
All right, Steve,
to play any regular games.
Steve, go ahead. What's the answer?
It's a trick question. The Bible doesn't say.
Right. So we were correct.
Yeah, got it. Walker got it.
Yeah, Walker got it because the Bible doesn't say.
It's like how many wise men came. It doesn't say how many wise men. It says there were three gifts, but it doesn't mention how many wise men.
Duly noted. Hey, Steve, great question. Appreciate you calling, brother, and you have a great day. Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. All right. You're listening to American Family Radio. If you want to watch the show, go to our Facebook page. Today's Issues Facebook page. You can comment on the program there as well. JJ's waving at everybody with his red sweater on today here on Trivia Friday. If you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. We hope you're planning on having a wonderful Christmas celebration. And we're live broadcasting the show today. Sometimes we have to tape because of the holidays. But this time we decided to do Christmas trivia. For the most part, we're doing some other trivia. For the most part, Christmas trivia. Back to the phones.
All right. We're going to go to another Steve. And this time, this Steve is in Arkansas. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve, for calling. Where are you in Arkansas?
I'm in the northwest corner in Bentonville.
Okay, wonderful.
Walmart country.
Thanks for calling. Yep. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
All right, go ahead with your answer.
I want to do the question about westward leading, still proceeding.
Here's the question. Westward leading, still proceeding comes from which Christmas carol?
We Three Kings.
Oh, there's the cowbell. Ring that cowbell again. There you go, Steve. Steve answered it correctly. And so, Steve, you're going to get yourself a T-shirt.
Learning University T-shirt. Way to go, Steve.
And
thank you.
You know, don't dry it too long. Shrink up on you there. But you're going to get a T-shirt from us here. Steve, how did you know that? How did you know that? Just sang it out.
I had to hum the.
Yeah.
I sang the song all the way through in my head and just said, oh, what's the first line? I hope the title of the song is also the same as the first line.
Right, right.
Yeah, JJ, you told us that there's no proof that there were three.
Yeah, but look, while we're on Christmas carols, Steve, everybody likes the classics, Away in the Manger, this one. I like some of the newer Christmas songs. One of my new favorites is I'll Be Cloned for Christmas. You can count on me and me and me. I'll be cloned for Christmas.
We got it. We got it, JJ. We got it.
I'll be here all week, Steve.
All right. So, all right, Steve, your question for us is what?
All right. What is frankincense?
What is frankincense?
All right, now, guys, talking among ourselves.
Yeah.
One has to do with embalming.
Mm-hmm.
You got the gold, and they symbolized king and the law, and, I mean, it symbolized what Jesus came on this earth to do.
Mm-hmm.
So myrrh, it might be myrrh is the one that they used, part of what they used in, as far as those mints for preparing a body for burial. But frankincense, that's
frankincense
a,
is
a, I think that's
like
a perfume.
Spice,
or
spice or?
Yeah.
I would say it's like an oil. It's a liquid.
Like 10W-40?
You mean WD-40?
WD-40?
You had some of those camels that weren't running well. and you hear those lifters rattling. We said, we need to get us some frankincense.
Anyway, Steve.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's oil, and myrrh is the clove or whatever, and then frankincense may be an oil.
Yeah. Steve, what's the answer?
You're wrong. Frankincense is an incense. It's burned. It comes from the sap of a tree that is grown in Somalia and Ethiopia, and they burn it, and it's a purifying incense.
Wow.
The myrrh is a liquid, and that's the embalming spice, and frankincense is an incense, and it purifies and cleanses.
Hey, Steve, now remind me what the deal as far as the king and that he came to die, and what were those three, the significance of the three gifts? I've heard this so many times, but I'm drawing a blank.
Well, you're asking the wrong fella.
Okay.
I know what it is, but I don't know what the significance, other than Jesus came to cleanse and to purify,
right?
And that's what frankincense maybe represented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, have a great Christmas. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you, Steve, brother. Let's take one more call, Walker, before the break.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to Benjamin. Benjamin is calling from the big and great state of Texas. Benjamin, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You have a question for us, or you want to answer one of ours, or both?
I want to do both.
Okay. Which question would you like to answer?
The one about the dentist on Rudolph.
Hey, let me stop right here. We failed to tell the last caller to stay on the line because he won the T-shirt. So if you're still listening.
Steve from Arkansas.
Yeah,
Steve, call us
back.
Well, send us an email. Steve from Arkansas, if you're listening, you just won the T-shirt. Send us an email.
Comments at AFR.net.
Tell us you're the one that won the T-shirt. And give us your address, and we'll be sure to get that mail to you right away. How about that?
Good.
All right.
Good. All right. Here's the question for you, Benjamin. In the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of the elf who wanted to be a dentist?
Hermie.
You know, how come people don't name their kids like they used to? You know, there aren't many Hermes around anymore.
No.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, you're right.
Ebenezer is not very popular anymore. I don't know what happened to those names. It kind of faded away.
That's right.
Benjamin, good answer. What's your question for us, brother?
Okay. How many Philistines did Samson kill with the jawbone of a donkey?
We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Was it 400?
It was in the hundreds. I want to say 500, or 600. But you said 400?
I'm guessing. Yeah.
I don't have.
I've read it
any
many
more
times.
Than y'all do.
Benjamin, what's the answer?
1,000.
1,000.
Wow.
So if you add JJ's with mine, you get right there in the ballpark, right?
Yes.
Outcome based.
Hey, Benjamin, that's a great Bible question. We should have known the answer right away, but we didn't. But we did commit that to memory now.
Benjamin, you got Hermie was the little elf. Was the miner, what was his name, Cornelius, or what was his name on the Rudolph?
Miner?
Yeah.
Yukon Cornelius,
the prospector.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Yeah, Yukon Cornelius.
Bumbles bounces.
You know, his great-great-grandson went on to host Soul Train. Don Cornelius, little-known fact of American history right there. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday on AFR.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.